Welcome back, Airgun Geeks listeners and followers and viewers. Today, we're going to talk about the one and only Shooter 1721, Rick Ream.
Yeah, we've got a great interview with him coming up. But Pat, one thing I wanted to talk about briefly here before we get to Rick is, you know, we always talk about Field Target.
Mm-hmm.
And Field Target is a heck of a lot of fun to shoot. And it is a great way to hone those skills, get out, have some camaraderie with some shooters, and really enjoy flying some pellets. And, you know, a lot of guys in areas where Field Target hasn't grown yet have written to me and said, hey, you know, I don't have a club near me. I can't shoot Field Target. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? The answer is, friends, get out there and create your own.
Correct.
Sometimes you got to create your own fun. I mean, we used to do this as kids, right? Who was a child of the 70s and the 80s?
Yep.
We didn't have screens. We didn't have the internet. We had get out there and make your own fun.
Correct.
So maybe you have to go out and create your own Field Target club. And honestly, you can do it on a shoestring. AFTA will help guide you. They would love to have more clubs, love to expand the scope of Field Target in the United States and get more people involved in that game. And it is easy. I won't say it's easy, but it is not that complicated to get a setup going. And you don't have to go with 30 lanes to start with. You can do this with 10 lanes
mm-hmm.
and just shoot the targets more.
Correct.
You don't need to be elaborate in your setup. You can get by with a couple of Field Target targets from our friends at Pyramid Air. You can get some from Air Gun Depot.
Correct.
You can fill these holes and get some shooters moving in the right direction. And I'm telling you, you will have a good time. It is great. So get out there. If you don't have a field target club near you, create one. I mean, I know it's grandiose and it sounds challenging, but honestly, once you get into it,
it's fun.
You get the guys from AFTA to help you. They will be more than happy to have you along for the ride.
Couldn't agree more.
So, Pat, our guest today is Shooter 1721.
Yep.
Really doesn't need much of an introduction at all. He's quite a character. He's done some remarkable trick shots. He's always in the competition circuit, showing up, being who he is, which is an amazing guy. He is a veteran martial artist. He has very deep roots in meditation, and it shows because he does some pretty interesting things.
Yes, he does.
With a gun. And let's get right to that interview and introduce the world to our friend Rick Ream.
All right. And Bill, guess who I got a hold of?
I think you might have gotten a rather famous shooter, goes by the name of 1721, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, also Rick Ream.
Oh, yeah.
He's got two names.
I don't know. I've never known him as Rick Ream. I always call him Shooter 1721.
Or the aspirin shooter.
Huh?
The aspirin shooter. If you got a headache, he'll
pop
you one.
That's true. That won't do you any good if it's in dust, because if it's in front of Rick, it's going to be dust.
That's right. That's right. How you doing, Rick?
Doing really well. Thanks for asking me to come over. That's awesome.
Oh, no problem.
Appreciate
no problem.
You guys.
Yeah, well, you know, you've come a long way.
Yeah.
You know, you've got, you're very well respected. A lot of people, I know you love comments, and they're always like, we want to hear more from Rick. What's he doing? What's he up to is the big thing.
Yeah.
And it's been younger and younger shooters.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, all right, I'll make sure I grab Rick and chain him down, and we get some questions going.
Fantastic.
So what you been up to?
Starting to work on, we do a lot, you know, we do the reviews, the trick shots and stuff, but really starting to look about the air gun hunting and working on more of a series of hunting. So I've been working on that behind the scenes, and we're working with the state of Pennsylvania, where I live,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to get big game hunting accepted there by the Game Commission. So we're working on things like that right now. And that's kind of my pet project I've been working on. People don't really know about it, so they're first to hear about it.
Oh, that's cool. And it's about time that starts, because it doesn't happen overnight.
No, there is so much work that goes into it with, and you got to put the work in and show them, you know, what the air guns can do, the game commission,
mm-hmm.
and then let them see how much, you know, through the country, how many different states, even like Texas, you know, hey, they accepted it. So we're getting there. It's a just, it's a long road.
It's a lot of red tape. It's government stuff. It is. You know.
Yep.
You know, prove it.
There's two things you're up against there. You've got this snowball effect that needs the smallest little kernel to get rolling. And it's really been the work of air gunners that have gotten air gun hunting accepted in certain states. I know we've got the guy up in the Wisconsin, Michigan area.
Oh, yeah. Chris Turek, up north air gunner.
Chris the Turret Turek. he's done a lot of work,
a lot of
standing in front of, you know, people who have no idea what the heck a real air gun is.
That's right.
Or how it can be used effectively and why it makes sense. And the fact that it's quiet, you can take game ethically, and not disturb everything around you. It's, you know, it really is a lot of stuff that happens there that is happening because shooters like you, Rick, are out there making it happen and getting in front of these people and telling the story.
Yeah, and I think that's that was a really good point because the air gunners are showing them that, hey, and then that game can be taken ethically, okay? And that's very important. And one thing that we emphasize in our videos is when we do take game, we stick to the ranges, you know, as much as possible that we think ethical game, big game, could be taken depending on what we're using, you know, and that's something we're going to stick to, like we are at Shooter 1721. So,
yeah. And the other aspect we haven't talked about is the sound levels and all of that versus firearms.
Yeah.
You know, they're suppressed, they're quiet, they're easier to shoot.
Subsonic.
You don't, you don't have smoke.
Right.
So that's an element or all of that. So, and it's a gateway into the firearm community also.
Yeah.
Because you don't have that the shock of when the gun goes off.
Yeah.
And it's just fun.
For me, I think I see the safety in it also.
Yeah.
We know the big boards, you still have to be safe, you know, just like any shooting situation. But we see it being subsonic and you're looking at 800 feet a second, you know, with a 350 grain or something like that. It's a lot safer. Then, you know, high power rifle can go a long way.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Not saying that you can't shoot a long way with a, you know, a Texan or something like that.
And carry lethal energy a long way. That's the delta.
Dangerous part. Yeah.
That's the delta.
Yeah. And I think, and like you said, being quiet, not disturbing, it's just a good thing. I think over time, once they realize the game commissions look at it and go, oh, you know what?
Correct.
They got a point.
Yeah. You're not disturbing nature as much.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a lot like archery. I mean, it's basically archery mindset.
It is,
you know,
because
you got to those closer ranges to do.
Yeah, you still have to get within range.
Sure.
So people ask, why do you do that when you can just use a, you know, like a 30-30, 35, you know, in PA, they use a lot of 30-30. And I said, because it's a challenge. I mean, that's just me, though. Not every kind of
You'd think the 30-30 was invented in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I used to live in PA. I get it.
It's like everybody has a 30-30.
Yeah, it's the thrill of the hunt.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that why you hunt? To enjoy nature?
Yeah.
Get out, you know? And
if it's so easy, like, I'm not saying hunting's easy just with a 30-30, but you pretty much know you're good. With an air gun, you're going to have to stalk. Spot and stalk, or you sit and wait. It's up to you, but you still have to get that range, you know, to be ethical. If you're, I really emphasize that because we want to stick in that, you know, that way we know we get a clean kill of an animal and we're not wounding something.
Correct.
It is an air gun. I hear that a lot with the air gun community, not the air gun community, powder burn community. And they'll talk about, well, you just wound an animal with an air gun. You know, and I was like, now if you take your ethical shot at an ethical range, you're fine.
They actually, it's funny because one of my coworkers went pig hunting and he had a 50 cal Texan.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the LSS, did a lot of practice and everyone was making fun of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, okay. Then they shot it and they're like, oh, okay. So they all had high power rifles. They had to shoot the pig a couple times. And he went out, and it was about 70, 75 yards, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
And it went boom.
Yep.
And it stayed there. They thought he missed. Nope. It dropped right there.
Yep.
Nice. And when he got back to camp, everyone was like, what'd you do? How? And he was like the star of the show. So they're like, where do we get these?
Yeah.
You know, because then they took it serious and then they were, he was letting them shoot it a little bit more. And they're like, really?
Yeah.
And it changed their minds.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's about bringing that legitimacy to the people who don't understand.
Yes.
You still think an air gun is a Crossman 760 or a Daisy Powerline. You know, it's not the same thing.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I live in the most firearms backward state in the entire nation. And we have air gun hunting only for turkeys.
Yeah.
But it's a start.
That's a start.
It absolutely is a start.
Yeah. What also was a big thing was the cost.
Yeah.
It's pennies compared to the big bore stuff they were shooting, the firearm-wise. Because they had, 30-06, the 30-30.
What is a box of shells now? It's been a long time since it's been hit powder burners.
But... last time I saw 30-06, it was right around $40 to $50.
For 20, right?
For 20. And this was not your high-end hunting stuff. This was, soft point, cheapy stuff that would be maybe $20, $25 back in the day, like 3 years ago.
Not that the air gun solution is cheap, because it isn't. You got some way to get compressed air to that gun and
correct.
It's just the ammo part. I think because putting the ammo, you have the ammo, you can get the reps in. You know what I mean?
Oh,
once you have the gear, you're right. To get started, it's a steep slope a little bit in the beginning,
right?
And getting away from a hand pump, a tank and a compressor.
You got it.
So,
unless that's your fitness plan.
Yeah.
Well, if that's your fitness plan, then stick with it.
Yeah. If you want to buy something, pump your Texan up, you got a workout for you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, all right, Rick. Well, I know you're competing this weekend.
Yes.
And currently today's Saturday when we're doing this.
Yeah.
So what competitions are you involved in?
I got involved. I did the bench and the big bore.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know this, but I have a full-time job.
Really?
Yes.
You don't shoot all day?
No, I don't shoot. Oh. It looks like I shoot all day, doesn't it? But I put about 40 or 45 hours for my job, and then I do about 40 to 45 for Shooter 1721, into the media, into messaging, setting videos up, doing videos, but then also doing R&D for so many companies behind the scenes. My plate is full every week for the last 8 years. So when it comes and coming back to that question, I don't have a lot of time to ever practice. I don't know if you guys saw the scores this year. I better practice. I can do a lot of trick shots and you see the stuff that I do, but these are really the pros.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I have a tremendous amount of respect for them. And I think a lot of people see what I do. I'm like, this guy should win every... No, that's not how that works. That's not how any of this works. And you just have mad respect for these people. And there's so many good shooters on that line. I'm just like... And you know what? They're all that good. I think we're all really good. But, a little bit of luck doesn't hurt.
Correct.
I've seen it happen this at RMAC this year. A little bit of luck saved some people. That was like... I can't say it was skill because it was a timing of a wind. I don't think they saw it. I don't think they saw the flags and they pulled the trigger and they ended up getting a 10.
Yep.
And then other people pulled the trigger and ended up getting a 3 or a 4, So
or nothing.
or nothing. And
I
and then of course I'll do the big bore, which we didn't do yet. That's coming up here shortly. So pretty excited to do that.
Demon wind
from
RMAC is the great equalizer.
Yes.
It can humble the greatest shooter out there.
I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know what? I am not the perfect wind reader. I'm learning. I wish I was a wind talker,
I hear you.
But I the first day was a little rough, I was closer to the berm here, and I screwed up on some calls, like 5 targets. If you drop 5 targets, so what I mean by that, a drop is a 5 or a 6, right?
Right, yeah.
Which is not bad. But with these guys?
You're not going to be competitive.
Nope, because they take the top 3.
Yep.
And I had a bad first day and a very good second day. And I looked at it and went, I enjoy the air gunners here. The competition's great.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to try and win something, but you walk away with a smile on your face. This place, when you're at RMAC, you can't help but smile. I get to see all you guys.
Yep.
We all get to hang out.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
Can't beat it.
And I can honestly say this year, as a competitor,
yeah,
I understand what you're saying. And I came here originally to do my best.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah.
I challenge myself a lot because I'm using the 22, mm-hmm. 25.39s. And my first day was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, I got a 212 with five X's.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm ecstatic.
Yep.
And Bill and I always make a joke when it comes to competition. Don't be last.
Yeah.
I was
as long
not
as
last.
You're not last, you're doing okay.
Yeah. So it sets the expectation for fun and whatnot. But my thing is speed.
Yeah.
You know, I like shooting fast and doing that kind of stuff. So.
I wish I could, and I can't. I can shoot pretty accurate, but that speed. I say... And then people ask me, hey, why aren't you doing, PMC, PRS?
Yep. PRS, yep.
And I think they're calling it PMC here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I look at it and go, some of the positions you get into in and out of, I don't have my flexibility back. And it's going to take a little bit. And I think next year I'm going to get involved in it because it's so much fun. Everybody's like, you'd be perfect for this. And I was like, yeah. But my flexibility, ever since I've had health issues about 2-3 years ago,
right.
Lost a lot of flexibility. And I mean, where I'm like getting up and down,
it's
not the easiest. So, but this year, I've been working out and getting in better shape. And we'll see what happens next year.
There you go.
Have fun with it. So,
there you go. Now, with that being said, how many competitions is this? What year of RMAC is this for you?
Four. Fourth RMAC, yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah, this is the fifth year for it, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think I missed 1 year of this, I think. I think that's correct. Don't quote me on that, but yeah.
So the big question I'm going to be asking everyone is, why should you come to RMAC, competing or not?
Oh, my goodness. The experience itself. Of course, we know Justin and the Utah staff put on an outstanding event. It's
agreed.
Just outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And we come here this year, and what do we see? A 7-ton truck. We see a fire truck. We see a ski. I mean... It's not like each year they just become bigger and better, but the people. Why should you come here? The people.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this table. We know each other.
Yep.
But when we come here, it feels like we just saw each other last 10 hours ago or something.
Right,
and we're
right.
like, hey, how's it going? And we just pick up where we left off.
Yep.
And then you got to admit the feeling here of the camaraderie of mm-hmm. the air gunners. A gun breaks. Guy's like, I got you. What do you need?
Yeah.
And he's competing for $20,000, right? And
yeah.
he says to you, what do you need?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you get into air gunning if you want to compete? I'm saying at the compete level. And then just being here and seeing the new products and meeting the vendors
yep.
who are putting product out.
Yep.
And you get to talk to them face to face and know who they are and they know who you are. And then just the beautiful state of Utah.
Oh,
I mean, come
oh,
on.
Yes.
You stand here and look at these mountains and you're just like, wow. So there's so many reasons to come to RMAC. And then, of course, you can say, I was at the world's largest air gun event, you know, the world championship, basically,
yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't ask for better hospitality than the Utah staff. They're so accommodating. I've watched them in here with the vendors. Hey, do you need a drink? Are you okay? Is there anything you need? There was a little bit of water in there. And they went out and got stone and made sure, you know, because the water had run out from that rainstorm.
Right.
They made sure they weren't standing in water because we're in a tent. And I'm just like, attention to detail is
yep.
crazy. So I have a lot of compliments to throw for them because there's just so much. And then tell me the atmosphere and the speed event, how
oh.
you got to, if you get to RMAC, please come see the speed challenge and the finals. We're almost jumping out
oh,
of our
yeah.
skin.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was watching them build the trench
yeah.
yesterday. Literally digging a trench.
Yes.
With sandbags. It
yes.
looked like like the movie Platoon.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on? And
yeah.
the rain was horrible. And they were just out there. That's like today, I needed batteries because my battery pack died. And then Bill showed up and he's like, oh, I got one of these in the car.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about,
yeah.
the helpfulness. One thing that caught me and I didn't know was in this year's event was the moving target by the fire truck. 110 yards, and they had to shoot a moving flame on there.
Really?
And I'm thinking these guys are just stepping it up. And, nice. You know, because guys get here, they don't know that's going to be here.
No.
And they got a moving target that's out there on a track, and it's a flame going off the fire truck. But you got to change positions all over that fire truck. How cool is that? So you come here, that's another aspect. You don't know what he's going to pop on you, what nope. Justin and the crew is going to pop on you next.
Yeah, there's. And
I think what you're touching on there is really the level of effort that gets put into this.
Yes.
It's all the preparation, all the planning, everything that had to happen to create all that.
Yeah.
From an idea to reality, and yeah. then get shooters on the line in time, get them out of there, be efficient. And yeah. I have to say, this RMAC is definitely one of the most well-run ones I've seen.
Yeah.
And I've been here a few times yeah. myself. And I can say they've got this.
They do.
They've got this mm-hmm. dialed.
Yeah. I feel like it's a machine. There was one point where things were getting ready here on Thursday or Friday, and some volunteers weren't able to make it. And we were all at the shop. There's probably maybe 15 of us or so. I think, were you here?
I was here, yeah.
And what happened? We all just, a call came in and said, hey, Justin needs some help. 20 people just like that were here.
Yep.
Set, remember the tent?
Yep.
Set everything up. And wow. that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, the air gun community. And nobody's like, you know, trying to be the hero. They just came, got everything set up. What do you need, Justin?
Yep.
That's the kind of commitment that you see from the air gun community. It's yep. it's like a big family. It's not huge, but they are like family.
Yeah.
Yep.
Agree.
Yeah.
Agree. Yeah. So I always ask, what advice or encouraging words would you give all of the listeners with, it doesn't have to be about air guns, just overall.
Like, yeah.
Because there's a lot going on in the world.
There is.
And the words of wisdom.
The words yeah. of wisdom.
1721.
And
you want to hear them? I got
yeah.
some for you.
Go
absolutely.
Ahead.
So there's two roads in life. There's the bitter road that's probably 1,000 miles wide, and thousands and millions of people walk on that road. Then there's the better road that's a narrow road. And that narrow road, you can only see one step at a time. It's very narrow, very narrow. And when you're walking on it, sometimes it's one, but it's to become better. That's the road you want to step on. The other one's easy. Everyone, the negativity, if you have negativity in your life, it will find you. The law of attraction is real as far as negative and positive. Get on that better road and step on that. And remember these words. It's always too soon to quit.
That's good. Oh, that's yeah. deep.
Yep.
Yeah. So I just wanted to share that with you because I walked it myself. So I know.
Yep.
And it's just advice that came from my heart. That didn't come from, but that's what I think about a lot every day, because there's times when it gets tough and you hunker down. You go, no, I'm going to walk on that better road. I am not going to walk on this bitter road, because it won't do anything for you. It'll just dig you deeper.
Yep.
And you'll never come to your true potential unless you walk that better road. And there's no promises on that better road. It's just that one footstep at a time. But when you get to a certain part in that better road, you can turn around and look at the steps you took.
Yep.
And you can see, you can build off of that, and you continue yep. to move forward. Always yep. move forward.
And the people that have always been there that you didn't know were there.
That's right.
When it hit the fan, they came, they're like, the light's there. Like,
yep.
How long you been there? The whole
yep.
time?
The whole time. Yeah. So there's some words of wisdom.
That's good.
Not air gun really Ooh. Related, but yeah.
No, well, you know what? Air gun is the gateway. There's yeah. more to it. It's like you said, the family. It takes a lot to get here. This is just a week or three yeah. days for some people.
Yeah. yeah.
But to go through the 360, we'll say 360 days mm-hmm. of what ifs
yep.
and life.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So everyone stay tuned to what's going on with Shooter 1721. There's a lot going on. Pay attention to his YouTube channel. We'll definitely have him on. We got some exciting things that we've talked to over the week, Rick and I. And maybe we can get Bill coming from the far west side yep. to the far east side. So with that, thank you. Good luck. God bless in your travels.
You. Thank you so much for just letting that I was able to be here with you guys. I really appreciate it.
Definitely. All right.
Thanks, Rick.
Yeah.
Bye.
Well, friends, that was Shooter 1721, Rick Ream. Rick, thank you for your time at RMAC. We genuinely appreciate you taking a moment to share your story with us. And it was just really compelling to hear Rick's story when you asked the question, do you have anything you want to share
yes.
with our viewers? And Rick really got into it and gave us a wonderful answer to that question. Thanks, Rick. We really appreciate it. And coming up next on the Air Gun Geeks podcast, we have a guy that I don't think has ever been interviewed in a meaningful way. I shouldn't say that. Steve may have covered him in the past.
Yeah.
But we actually had a chance to sit down with the heart and soul of Hatsan in the competition circuit, Cecil Bays.
Cecil Bays.
Cecil Bays is a great shooter. He's a great guy. He has definitely got those deep Southern roots, and he's a heck of a lot of fun to talk to. So join us on the next episode of the Air Gun Geeks podcast, where we get into it with Cecil Bays and learn some really interesting insights into the Hatsan world and his entry into the air gun world and where he is as a competitor.
Yes. And like always, don't forget to support Target Forge Targets
yes.
for all your target needs and GX compressor needs
yes.
and questions. If you want to support the channel, you can go to our Patreon page that we're building
yep.
so that we have exclusive content for those members that have joined. And you can help support the channel.
Yeah, and you get to see Patrick's OnlyFans.
My OnlyFans. I'm kidding. You're cracking me up.
Put anybody through that. We'd have to pay you for that.
And while you're shopping on Target, Bill, you kill me. On Target Forge Targets, you can use Super Geek 10 to save 10% and help support the channel.
Heck yeah.
And if you're a veteran, Bill's more than willing to also give you 10% off for any of the active and non-active, aka veterans,
correct.
Out there in the country.
Yep. You just have to send me proof that you really serve, because honestly, stolen valor upsets me.
Yes.
So anyway, that aside, also do consider joining the Target Forge channel on YouTube, because that little contribution every month helps us fund everything that we do. Pat and I are a partnership. We do the podcast together. We do a lot of the content for both of our channels together. And it is a great way to show us that you appreciate this content and you want to contribute.
Correct.
And we will actually start very soon. We're going to start scrolling the names of the folks. If you want us to, we will start scrolling your name, to show off who our members are and give a way to say thank you to you for allowing us to continue forward.
Correct.
Yep. And do join the Airgun Geeks YouTube channel as well, so that we can grow their numbers and get them ready to accept members as well, because that's how we're going to grow this whole effort.
Correct. And if you ever want to have something covered or questions, don't be afraid to email us at airgungeeks@gmail.com.
Yes. And if you also want to sponsor this program or any of the other things that we do, definitely reach out and tell us how you want to work with us. We are more than happy to get your content viewed, and we are growing rapidly.
Yep. And like always, stay geeky.